This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast from why-fish.com.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock, reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard one, got me a hook, placed that line right on that hook. Says you've been fishing all the time, I'm going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish in you. Any fish bite, got good bait, here's a little something I would like to lay. Any fish bite, got good bait, I'm a going to fish it. Yes, I'm going to fish it. I'm a going to fish it too.
From the Absolute Net Radio Studios, here are your Why Fish Radio hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello and welcome back once again to Why Fish Radio. I'm your host, Brad, and...
I'm Brad.
That's it, all right. The two Brads of fishing. We are the first podcast fishing show that we know of. I want to get my sponsor bumps out of the way early today, so... we are brought to podcast by Absolute Net Radio and Absolute Net Solutions for all your internet marketing, building, or internet radio needs. At this point, contact Absolute Net Solutions at absolutenetsolutions.com. Well, Brad, what do you think? Lake of the Woods, Minnesota just announced some new winter ice fishing regulations.
Actually, regulations for the whole year, and I think it's... the best investment of the future that managers could have made up there. It's a much needed thing. I mean, fishing on the big lake's excellent, and I think they're taking some steps to ensure that continues. There has been some criticism. I mean, there's some resort owners that are concerned about the fact you can keep fewer fish now. They're concerned about maybe some anglers going somewhere else, not making the trip to Lake of the Woods because it is a long drive, but I think the quality of the fishing will speak for itself, and from my experience, good fishing draws people there. And Lake of the Woods, the fishing certainly is good. I mean, you saw it early December last year, and I mean that's what people want to see continue. And I think this is a good way to do it.
What an amazing trip! Last December, I had the fortune of going up to Ballard's Resort with Brad, and we spent a day out in one of their houses, and I'd never been to Lake of the Woods, and my goodness, what'd you say, 75 walleyes in a day through the ice?
Well, I was just looking back on a story from that trip, and from what I could tell, 75 would not be an exaggeration in the least. And a pretty good variety of size, a lot of smaller fish, but we certainly didn't have to struggle to take home keepers either. And, the action, as I recall, we had a little lull in the middle of the afternoon, but things kicked in again before dark, and we finished with a flurry. Just to kind of update folks on what's going on up there in terms of the regulations, there's a whole series of things, but the gist of it is the walleye limit has been reduced from 6 fish to 4, and there's going to be a protected slot, meaning that any fish from 19.5 to 28 inches, you have to put it back immediately. You can keep one fish bigger than 28 inches if you so desire, but everything else has to be less than 19.5. And what that does, it protects spawning fish, and it's kind of an investment in making sure those big fish are out there, that people aren't playing up 25, 26-inch walleyes, which there's absolutely no reason to do anyway. Another thing that's happening is the winter limit is going from 14 fish, which is a lot of fish, too many, and it's going to 8, which is still a lot of fish. So either way you look at it, you can come away with a pretty good meal from Lake of the Woods.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because I wasn't really paying attention at the beginning of that part was the limit of 14 in the winter. Well, I think it only makes sense to lower that limit. North Dakota's 5 walleyes or a 5 walleye sauger limit, so 14, that's almost 3 times the limit. And I just think that's ridiculous for a water like that, especially with the number of fish that come out of that place, especially during early ice.
Well, you look at the fishing pressure just out there last year, and I mean, these aren't numbers I'm just pulling out of the air. The DNR monitors that lake pretty closely, and last winter, 1.9 million hours were spent on the ice of Lake of the Woods. And, that's a lot more time than even I get on the ice in a given year. So, I mean, that's a lot of fishing pressure. And, I mean, these people are really good at what they do. I mean, they've got great toys. You can go find a sunken reef, 15 miles from shore in the middle of the winter. You can drive right to it. The fish don't really have anywhere to hide anymore. And they have a long season up there. So, when you do that, something's got to give. And this is a way of sort of bringing, maybe some sideboards into that fishing pressure, and the fact that these fish are pretty catchable.
I want to change gears and go back to this real quick. For those of you who heard our last cast, one of the things that we want to do here at Why Fish is educate on why to fish. But I think another thing that we want to accomplish with this is the stewardship of the resource. And that's why we're talking about these lower limits and why people should do it. As far as I'm concerned, a law should not have been passed to take care of this. I mean, any good fisherman who's concerned about the resource would be releasing the fish, especially the big fish.
Well, it'd be nice if that was the case, but the reality is that a lot of fishermen talk a good game, but when it comes to reality, they're not practicing what they preach. I mean, I've watched people, keeping 25, 26 inch walleyes, and it makes me sick to tell you the truth, but they're doing it. And now that opportunity's been taken away. You look at North Dakota, there's some big fish that are kept out on Devil's Lake in the spring. Channel A, a classic example when the fishing's good. Maybe they should look. Biologically, they say, maybe we don't need to do this, but sociologically, maybe they do. The reality of it is, I heard someone once say that a limit is basically just a limit on greed, and it's maybe a little bit harsh, but on the other hand, if that's what it takes, and if that's what it takes to keep a fishery going strong, I'm all for it.
I'm glad you brought that up about the North Dakota. One of the things our listeners are going to learn real quick is you hang out on the Minnesota side of the Red River, and I hang out on the North Dakota side of the Red River. And ice fishing isn't the problem like it is on Lake of the Woods in North Dakota, but my goodness, in the spring on Devil's Lake, those feeder channels, the Channel A, I mean, there's no secret there's fish there in the spring. And I think North Dakota should look at putting that slot limit in, even if it's from April 15th to May 15th or June 1st. It's just insane the fish that can come out of there. I mean, I literally 3 years ago saw a guy bring five of his kids to Channel A, where it was nothing to catch 50 northerns a day per person, just so he could take 25 northerns home. And that little comment about greed and a limit of greed, my God, you're right.
Well, I mean, I remember a day on Channel A, and I suppose it would have been about 4 years ago, but it was one of those years where the stars kind of aligned just right. And I stood in one spot, and I kept track over the course of a day with a jig and a minnow. I landed 40 walleyes, up to 8 pounds. And I kept 5 fish that day, but I didn't keep 8-pound fish. And would never think of keeping 8-pound fish, but, you and I both know there's people that do. I've seen it before. And why not protect those fish?
I think the best job of the regulation as far as what fish people can keep and what fish people can't keep has to be Manitoba, especially with their catfish. I believe it was 92 or 93, you probably know it but better than I would, when they said any catfish over 24 inches cannot be kept at all. None, zero, not even for mounting. And if you've never been there and you like catfish, you gotta go here, because every cast is a 20-pounder. It's insane, but it's very clear that these laws work.
Well, you wouldn't see that kind of fishing quality if they wouldn't have put in some kind of regulations, in my humble opinion. I've talked to people that fished up there in the so-called early days when it was just getting started. One account that comes to mind was a gentleman who was on his way back from a bear hunting trip, stopped down from shore below the dam at Lockport, and there was a group of half a dozen fishermen. They were from Iowa, not that that makes any difference, but they were from Iowa, and they literally had a commercial canning operation set up on shore. There was no limit on catfish, and he said he saw 20, 30-pound catfish that were fastened to a chain, and as soon as they could catch them, they were cutting them up, throwing them in a jar, and canning them, and taking them home. And I mean, it's ridiculous. And, you know, thank heavens there's forward-thinking fisheries managers to, you know, put the stops to that kind of thing, because as a result, you know, there's a lot of fish being saved. A catfish that big certainly can't be any good eating. But, boy, are they fun to catch.
This is the part where we get our freebie commercial in, that Lockport is a cool place to catch catfish. And just to tell how cool it really is, 43 catfish in 4 hours, or was it 48?
Seemed like 48.
I think it was 48 catfish in 4 hours with an average of 19 pounds a cat.
All the slime you had in the back of your boat after we got off the water that night was the mother of all slime. It was an incredible sight. And, you know, where else can you do that? I had black and blue marks on my gut for the next week, and it's always been kind of my gauge of a good trip to Lockport.
But moving on to, we've covered a lot of catch and release, a lot of regulation things. It's so important to let the big fish go. Don't take double limits. Don't, you know, just do your part. You take your 5 walleyes, take your 5 northerns. Don't be stupid and take a bunch of trophies. And just use common sense. Get your dinner and go home. If you want to fish more, release more.
So what you're saying is don't go out and catch 5 fish and then come back again 45 minutes later.
Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly what you're hearing. And people do it. Some people do it in front of other people and get busted. Some people are a little smarter about it. But basically, just be smart. Let's take care of what we have. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, right now, we are in the good old days. And it can't last forever, so let's try to extend it as long as we can. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this mentality that, well, I don't fish very often, so I better be able to take a whole pile of fish home with me. How good are those fish when they're all dried up and freezer burned in the freezer? You know, why not take them fresh? Even if it is something you don't get to have very often, think of it as a treat, because that's what being out there should be all about.
That's exactly right. On our next show for Why Fish Radio, we're going to talk about some early season ice fishing. Brad's been looking at this since the very first show to talk about ice fishing. He's got the bug, he's waiting for ice, and I'm sorry, but we're not going to have ice for quite a while. But we're going to talk about some early ice, different things. If you have any comments, please send me an email. Bdurick, D-U-R-I-C-K, at y-fish.com. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions on the podcast. And just get out, catch a fish, take a kid fishing, just go fishing. Have fun, enjoy what you have. Have a good day.
Look down the river at 1 o'clock, by the catfish swimming around. I've got the hunger, didn't know what to do. I'm gonna get me a catfish too. Yeah, you better fish all the time. I'm gonna fish it too. I bet your life, your loving wife, just gonna fish in you. In the fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to relate. In the fish bite, got good bait. I'm gonna fish it. Yes, I'm gonna fish it. I'm gonna fish it too.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with Brad and Brad from y-fish.com. Why Fish Radio was produced by Absolute Net Radio. Find us on the web at absolutenetsolutions.com.
Put on the skillet, let my nest. Mama gonna cook it in the short bread. Tell you better fish it all the time. I'm gonna fish it too. I bet your life, loving wife, get more fishing you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to say. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a gonna fish it. Yes, I'm gonna fish it. I'm a gonna fish it too.